Yeah, hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy day, but good problem to have. Rather be too busy than not busy enough, you know? I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting Yard Assistant LLC on the first page of the Google search results for the lawn care and landscaping category.
Yeah.
And she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. She's requesting a new in business credit and seeing if I could roll over some of our 4th of July promotions from last week. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, really quick. So what would it be under? Because I don't do lawn care.
Yeah, no. So in lawn care and landscaping is just a category. In that category, you have multiple different keywords. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could list yourself for at a time. So if you want to do like irrigation repair, irrigation installation, you could do like yard cleanups, junk removal actually, and hauling falls into that. There's a lot of different things. Yeah, outdoor lighting, for example, that would be more of like the hardscaping landscape design category, but still it's in the same vertical.
That's kind of what I do. I do like makeovers, and then I do like lighting and stuff.
Yeah, the good thing about the Google listings on the first page is they're very keyword specific. So the customers actually have to type in one of the keywords that or phrases that you want to be listed for in order to even get your information and contact you. So you know the calls are coming in are qualified. They won't be just like some random person looking for somebody to mow their lawn, right? We can customize it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way you're not, you know, getting somebody calling you for something that doesn't, you know, make sense for you or them at the end of the day. So I did see that you had some other stuff online. I saw like a Home Advisor by Angie's listing popped up. How do you like that service?
I actually don't use them anymore, but I paid for their year
subscription.
And I use Thumbtack.
Okay. Yeah, I like Thumbtack. Thumbtack's actually a directory we give our clients for free. It's part of completing your online business profile. We actually would complete your online business profile if you do the first page placement on Google. So, you know, you get like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, AOL, All Pages, you know, just to name a few. There's about 60 total directories that you get submitted to that you can get clients from too. But most of your calls are going to come right off the first page of Google. That's just what everybody uses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Google Places placements are also exclusive, so it's not like you could just put yourself up there whenever. There has to be a spot available within your service area in order to do that and your industry. So that's why we're reaching out to you today. You were on the qualified candidates list for that opening that we have. But once we fill it, it gets closed out. We can't work with like anybody else that's in the same service area. So. You ever see the three guys that show up next to the map there when you do a search on Google? Has like a little red dot kind of showing where they are and has their website, like little phone icon you can click to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement. So the reason you want to be there.
Where do you guys go for location? Because my only location is my house and I don't like using that per se on maps.
Yeah. Well, that's what they actually have on like Google has for your business, like a 344 is it Chagas place? Yeah. And Concord. So what happens though is I work with a lot of guys who do business from home. They'll still send that postcard there, like your Google PIN verification letter. You have to have that. You only gotta do it one time for as long as you own your company. It's like a little postcard and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we get from you when it comes in. But we can hide the address. So that way people aren't actually showing up to your doorstep. We can actually go in and hide it from all online directories for you too. So anything where it's out there pre-existing, it'll still have like city, state, and zip on your listing, but they won't have like the actual street address and get turn-by-turn directions to you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good question, but we're looking out for you guys. I mean, sometimes when you do business from home, last thing you want is to have that up there, and then now you're basically telling the whole community, like, hey, all my equipment, everything's right here. You know? Yeah. Yeah, if you live in a rough neighborhood, it's not ideal, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so we can hide that for you. That's not a problem. Do you have your own .com website?
I do.
You do? Oh, I didn't see a site for Yard Assistant LLC. Is it under yardassistantllc.com?
No, it's under theyardassistant.com.
Ah, okay. Let me fix it.
Somebody stole my website.
Domain name? Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that once you register it, you have to get it right away.
Yeah.
Like somebody in Kentucky will purchase it and then sell it to you for $1,000.
Yeah, or more. I've seen some crazy ones. Okay, I think I found this one, though. And it's hyperlinked to an Instagram profile for you, so I'm pretty sure this is it. Okay. Oh, no. This one... Oh, yeah, no, this is right. Okay. Micro yard makeovers. Okay, yeah, that's it. Same line that we're on right now. Okay, I like the Instagram page.
Yeah, I haven't...
Did you...
I haven't.
Did you build the website yourself? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm making my website really quick, yeah.
Okay. It's not bad. I've seen a lot worse. Trust me. I've been doing this for a while. Usually when a business owner tells me they built their own site, I'm like, oh, man. But no, this is good. It's just the format of it.
It's tolerable for now.
Like, yeah.
I don't market myself.
Why not?
Especially... Because I've been busy.
Oh, like, you mean I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since it stopped raining, I have been super busy.
No, yeah. Yeah, summertime's peak time of the year. I mean, these next 2 months are actually the most profitable time of the year for your industry. So it'd be a good time to try it out. I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business marketing on the first page of Google, nobody can.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean... That's a big deciding factor on what you're going to do long term. But what I'm trying to do is I sent you the pricing page, and I'll send you an example of these websites too. I texted it to this number we're on from our company line. So it's 877-635-6225. Okay. And then I'm going to send the website example too. What I was thinking I can do is I could put you on this platinum package bundle. That's the one that comes with the custom website design. So we can give like your website a major upgrade, kind of overhaul it. And that's no extra charge to you. You just have to, add us as manager, to the, domain name so that we can customize the content. And we can show you how to do that too. It's pretty simple, but we'd want to use the same domain rather than get you a whole new domain because you might have that on like a business card or somewhere or, you know how it is with the domains already. But what I was thinking I could do is like the platinum package, it's advertised at $5.99 per month. This one also includes Facebook advertising for a Facebook business profile. But what I would do is I'd reduce the price by 50% as part of that Nguyen business credit to kind of jumpstart the business. And then we'll lock you in at that rate. So it'll be $2.99 on a month-to-month basis or about $10 a day. In order to have the site, first page placement on Google and Bing, and then, like I said, the 60-plus directories and the Facebook advertising, all bundled. So instead of you having like 100 different bills floating around that you're trying to maintain, we'll just be like your centralized hub for everything online, with the exception of HomeAdvisor and Angie's. Obviously, they're their own thing, where they kind of do this kind of marketing and then resell the leads to you rather than just let the customers call you direct. So... Everything that comes from us would be live calls from people. It's not going to be like a lead, where you got to like go call them back and try to convince them you're better than the other three guys they're talking to.
Right.
And then there's an account dashboard. Oh, sorry. I think there's a delay in the line. But I was saying there's an account dashboard that comes in the form of a downloadable app to your phone. make your life a lot easier too. Like if you guys are missing calls or if you don't have somebody there to constantly answer the phone for you, it'll pipeline the people's information. Like it'll save their number and the zip code and what service they were looking up before they actually use the Google Click to Call feature. So that way you always have like a pipeline of leads that you'll still be able to go and make callbacks on at the end of each day if you're currently booked up on a larger job. What do you think about all this? Did you have any questions? I imagine you got to have quite a few questions.
I mean, so I've been through so many different things, gotten so many phone calls.
Yeah.
Every day for the Google listing thing. The automated one.
Oh, automated one.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. You didn't sign up for any of those, right? It's like an Indian guy?
No.
Okay.
Just a voice thing. It's some robot talking.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Was it just telling you to, like, create your Google business profile?
No, it's saying something about getting on Google Voice.
Oh, getting on Google Voice. Yeah. Okay.
I get to, like, 2 or 3 times a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Google Voice, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it helps if you get, like, a lot of, like, spam calls or, like, robocalls to your phone, then it's good to have a Google Voice number because it's, like, a press 1 dialer system. So, obviously, if there's not a human being at the end of it, they're not going to press 1 to have it ring through to you, and that'll just kind of kill any robocalls or automated calls. So, that's something we can offer to you, too. I mean, we wouldn't really charge you extra for a Google Voice number. We can implement a tracking number for you if that's what you want to do. I also run into some people who want to, like, differentiate. Like, they only have one cell phone, but rather than go buy a whole nother cell phone and pay that monthly, they want to just get, like, a Google Voice number. So that way the number...
I already got my cell phone.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you already did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep them separate. I like having two phones.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I mean, I have like a work line and my personal line. I try to keep them as separate as much as possible, but they always seem to kind of merge because my personal email and my Bitwork email both are logged into my Gmail on both phones. So either way, I get the notifications. Even on 4th of July, my wife's like, put that thing down. Sorry.
Yeah, I made sure nothing was over it. And my wife takes my phone sometimes.
This is what we do. We're just like obsessed with our work. I don't know. I enjoy what I do, so it's fun. So I actually put together like 3 websites over the last like 4 days. I had the last 4 days off, so, but I was still logging in there and just kind of, yeah, can't help it.
Yeah, I was all day yesterday.
Yeah, it's better than the wait for it all stack up on you later, you know, just knock it out.
I would be interested in trying. I just can't afford that price this week.
Gotcha.
I have 4 jobs that I'm like stretched out on.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're working right now.
I'm in my garage cleaning up right now. I got one of my guys with me right now. I'm waiting for a job to come a little bit. I have like 3 jobs coming to a head by Tuesday. I will have money then to do something. Because they just went a little bit further than I expected, and you know, 50% deposit only covers so much.
Yeah, it's basically tools and stuff, and supplies necessary for the job. At that point, all the profit comes in at the end. I was going to say, the thing about these listings, like, usually when they open up, Google has 2 partner companies like us. Like, we're in Newport Beach, and they basically, I mean, they also have one in Mountain View, too. Kind of, that one's probably closer to you. But basically, they just call out until the spot's still for that service area. I know you're saying things are kind of tight right now. The other thing that I could do, I don't know if you saw, like, the pricing page that I sent over. The other thing I could do, like, Along the lines of making it more affordable, I could put you, like, start you out on a pro package rather than a platinum. And the only difference really is that you won't have the Facebook business profile and the Facebook ads to start out. But we could always add that later if it's something that you really want to do. And I could get the pricing down to just $199 on a month-to-month basis. That way you get your foot in the door on the Google listing, the directory submissions, the website upgrade, and the tracking system. And then, you know, if you want to go a couple of months like that, and when you're ready, we could always upgrade and add the Facebook advertising. To be honest with you, the Facebook advertising is only going to, you know, produce maybe like 10% more leads for you.
I think I'd be good on that one.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I would say for all my clients collectively, it's about 10% of their leads. Majority of your leads are just going to come as a live call off the first page of Google. That's the real moneymaker. But the idea is to kind of have everything under one roof. That way you don't have like 100 different bills floating around, or if there's any discrepancies with any of the online listings, we're able to go in there and make the modifications on your behalf rather than, you know, blow up your phone, tell you to whoever does your Facebook to change it, things like that, you know? But if I could put together a package like that, like the pro at $199 month to month, and then no setup fees, and we just go 30 days at a time, I mean, that's something you could see a value in giving a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll love it. I mean, if you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, then this would be a nice change of pace for you. You don't have a middleman in there nickel and diming you and getting in between every call. Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll create your online profile. And then I'll submit it to Google for the placement, and then they're going to send you that postcard in the mail. So just to verify, like the 3440 CHUGACH, that's the best address?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you pronounce that street name?
Chagash.
Chagash. Okay. I was going to say, it's like a nightmare.
A mountain range in Alaska.
Oh, okay. But it's out in Concord. Is there like a family that moved out over there? I noticed actually when I plug it in, it brings up Kodiak, Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a street in Kodiak that pops up. And then there's another one in Palmer, Alaska. Actually, all of them are in Alaska except for yours. Learn something new every day. All right. And then this phone number that we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. So 925-471-2625?
Yeah.
All right. And is Chris short for Christian or Christopher?
Christopher.
Christopher. Okay. And then last name Miller?
Yeah.
Okay. The right guy. And then for the website upgrade, we would need you to send in like the company logo and then any photos that you want us to use. That way we at least actually have proof that you like sent it to us and we're not breaking any copyright laws. So I'll text you my direct number and extension in case you need help with that. And then I'll also send you over the email you could send them into. You could text them or email them into this address. Whichever works for you, but we just like to have a paper trail that we got permissions to actually use those photos.
All right, I got another question. What's the cancellation fee in case I'm not happy with the services?
Oh, we don't charge a cancellation fee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's month to month, the campaign that I have you on. I mean, we do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months, but you're not contractually binded to that. So it's just a true month to month service. So you go 30 days at a time. It's at your own discretion. We also have discretion though, too, on the other end of it. Like if the reviews are coming back really bad or we're getting like a lot of complaints, we can always, I mean, we have review monitoring, so we try to get your back as much as possible, but in extreme situations, we're kind of like, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route. So. We like doing month to month until we get to know you.
In case I'm a bad person to be on Google's front page, yeah.
I mean, it's basically an online word of mouth chain. So we're like recommending you to the community, and then obviously if you're consistently getting like a half star, one star rating, then obviously we should probably find somebody else. You know.
Yeah. Well, again, I use some tech, but most of my business is word of mouth.
Yeah. That says a lot. I mean, if you can survive as a company on old school word of mouth and like techniques, you know, then you know, you'll do great with this. It'd be a nice change of pace for you. I mean, these people are already Googling, looking for help in what you do. So, you know, it's a different ball game to have them call you asking for help rather than you kind of canvassing for jobs or things like that.
And if I could stop using Thumbtack so much, because I get charged for...
Yeah, you will. You will. Thumbtack is just like, I mean, I like Thumbtack. I really do. But I don't want to talk bad about it, but if you're comparing it to Google, then, you know, everybody uses Google. It's the number one search engine in the world. So it's, you know, just the volume and the amount of exposure that you're going to get from that. Most of your clients probably don't even think about Thumbtack when they're actually looking for what you do. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing that's month to month and that you have that discounted pricing structure, $199 for the pro, and then I'll also send you the receipt.
It's hello at thesystem.com.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
It's hello at theyardassistant.com.
Theyardassistant.com. Okay, just like the business or the website. Okay. Update, hyperlink your domain. Oh, I got it right here at the bottom of the site. Okay. Okay, and just an FYI, too, because I know this says proudly serving SF East Bay. So these local listings, they can only cover up to a 30-mile radius from your street address.
And that's okay.
Okay.
I don't really
I just wanted to disclose that to you. I just didn't know if you were thinking like, oh yeah, this unlimited range. And I didn't know if I touched on that, but it's up to 30 miles and then 15 keywords that we could list you.
No, I have cut my service area. Like this San Francisco East Bay. I basically everything on this
population dense area.
So
you don't cross the bay?
I don't know. I don't go across the mountain range from where I live to Oakland. And that's a 25-minute drive.
I don't blame you. I don't like going over there either. I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I went out there 2 years ago, and I was like, okay. And I see why they don't want you to go to Oakland. Some parts of it. There are parts of it that are still kind of green and nice, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get, yeah.
Oakland has amazing food. And
amazing what? I'm sorry?
Food.
Oh, food?
The
yeah.
Food
yeah. It was very diverse. I just felt a little uncomfortable from, like, some of the people that I came across in, like, one of the towns I was going into. And I was like, okay. See why? I was just driving through, but, you know, I'm like, why are you guys so angry? I'm going to keep going, but we used to have our Best of the Bay Google conferences all the time, and they would be at the Hilton at San Francisco and Union Square, and they'd have them, like, at the top of that building, and they would have us, like, stay in that building, and we have all these seminars and stuff. But I remember I was driving from Orange County all the way up, like, the 5, and then somehow I ended up in Oakland and then across the bridge into San Francisco that way, and that was kind of where I ended up having that encounter. I was trying to make a pit stop, grab a little gas, you know, and it was just like, I turned off into the wrong neighborhood. it's not good. All right, so I got your business profile set up. Did you receive those two text messages that I sent over to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have your address ready to be hidden, so it'll just show city, state, and zip. And then you just go website upgrade, okay, verify, okay, good. Oh, client interview. So tomorrow we'll have a representative contact you. They're going to do some keyword research based on what we can pull from your current site just to see like which keywords are getting the most traffic. They'll have some recommendations ready for you, and then obviously you have final say on everything. They'll also go over the service area in case there's areas that you don't want to go to, and then also we want to pick your brain a little bit and see, you know, how you want the website to look as like a final product. So that way we can get going on that. So usually a client interview is about 30 to 40 minutes long. We do ask for an hour window in order to complete the client interview. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
I am busy as I'll get up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Could do any time like between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m.
No. I have no time in between.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, the client interview is really important. At the latest, I would say Friday to push it, but we definitely would want to get started on everything before the weekend, because I could still work on sites and things, and so can our graphic design team over the weekend, but in-house, we'd be missing a lot of other things, tools that we need.
Let me see. What am I doing? Electricity? Doing a timer tomorrow. Maybe around, you know what? Let's go for noon tomorrow.
Noon? Okay. I mean, I have 11 to 12, actually. I don't have 12 to 1. That's when they go out to their lunch hour. I could try to make it closer to like 11:30. It usually does only take like 30 minutes, realistically. It's mostly general knowledge information you're already going to know off the top of your head if you're the business owner.
I might be like right in between the job.
Okay. Well, again, I'm like the account lead. I sent you my direct number. They're also going to send you a text message notification 1 hour prior to the appointment. So it'd be like at 10 o'clock. If something pops up or changes, we could always adjust the client interview time.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be set like tentatively, and then, you know, obviously we'll play it by ear, but the goal would be to complete it definitely before the end of day Friday. That'd be like worst case scenario, actually.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you the calendar invitation to it, to your email. That way you'll have it. And then, like I said, they'll send you a text 1 hour before at about 10 a.m. So I scheduled it between 11 and 12.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Let me adjust your billing here. So this is going to be Pro Package $199. And then I'm going to waive your setup fee. In terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle initial in your name?
Not on the card.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4856-2002-6208-7029.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
7/24.
7/24, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
334.
334, okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, because of the discounts I applied on this listing, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. Where is that thing? As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, just stop me, okay? I can always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yard Assistant, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Christopher Miller, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Yard Assistant LLC today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Chris, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 24 to 48 hours. We always recommend that you try to practice immediate response time. You have about a 90% conversion rate on live calls. I mean, they basically are doing their research and picked you already at that point, saw your reviews, saw your site. So you have a really high conversion rate on those live calls. If it takes you longer than an hour to respond, that conversion rate drops to like 40%. So you're basically back to dealing with leads. So try to be mindful of that. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. I have some guys that have like broken English, you know, and they seem to still do really well, so they figure it out. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Please explain.
Yeah, so we already know like everything that you're doing online, but like I said, we go in and fill the holes on any parts of your online business profile that you might be missing. So obviously we don't want to like create any duplicates of anything or have you paying for something you already have. You can also only have one Google partner maintaining your Google business profile for your company at a time. You only have one added as manager. So if like you sign up for another company and then we don't know about it, let's say they go try to touch your Google business profile or make a change, it could actually be conflictual with the actual algorithm Google's giving us that's keeping you on the first page. So you could like rotate off, or that could be an issue with your Google business profile if it's not exactly how they're telling us to keep it. Yeah, so it's not saying that you can't do anything. Like I said, we know what you're already using, and you don't have to cancel anything you already have. It's just we want to prevent any kind of issues with your visibility or, yeah, discrepancies or paying for something we're already doing.
Okay.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, we do always recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just to see maximum return on investment. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 5th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, I have you on a pro package bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional charge called a My Site that we would be building on your domain. And it says I've waived all setup fees as well. So instead of the $99 charge, there's no setup fee for that. Oh, it actually says.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. And it says, when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted price of $199. So you're going to keep that rate as long as you're with us. It's not going to go back up to the $499 pricing structure. So that's an indefinite.
Okay.
A definite deal. The goal is to obviously be working with you year round. I know sometimes in your industry, it's like, it gets to a certain season where it'll die down a little bit, you know what I mean? And the rains are going nuts. But the goal, obviously, is to retain you year-round. If you feel like there's a major dip, don't hesitate to, like, communicate any of those issues. We know how it gets, like, around December. We'd rather, or I should say early January, but we'd rather have a guy that we're already working with and have a pre-existing relationship with and getting good reviews continue to be up there rather than go and find somebody else. So just... obviously communicate. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, as I mentioned earlier. We do ask if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due or the fifth day of that month, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process your first month's payment. Upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and text message from our company loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. So it's actually going to have a full outline of your agreement in black and white. At the bottom, you have to sign off on it to authorize it and that you agree to the subscription terms. You're also going to receive another message. It'll say photos needed for Google verification. So they're going to ask you for a series of photos. We're going to do an advanced verification. It'll just give your clients peace of mind, you know, knowing that you're Google certified, or I should say Google accredited and verified. But, you know, that we've looked into you. You don't have to do any extra research, right? So bear with me for just a moment. It's going to ask you for a series of different photos. So sometimes I have guys that give me questions. Like, you could always text into me, and I get the questions all the time. Like, do I need to put my license plate in the photos? Because it asks for, like, a photo of the license plate. You can cover the numbers. They just want to see that you're actually, like, have a California license plate and, you know, make and model. Let me update this.
Okay.
Oh, your the payment actually failed. It came back as insufficient funds.
It says I have $500 on that right now.
Interesting.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
It says it's up and running. I don't know.
Yeah, it just came back as decline insufficient funds is all it gave me. As a possibility, sometimes, like, I use Schools First Credit Union, and they have, like, these notifications that they send me through my app if there's, like, a transaction just to, like, verify that you actually authorized it.
Yeah, I'm not getting any notifications, so.
It's very odd. I mean, I could attempt to reprocess it, but I mean, even if, like, a number was wrong or the address was wrong, they would tell me, like, exactly what the issue was. It's very, like, you use VeriSign, so it's very, like, transparent.
Yeah, I would tell you the card's wrong, I got you.
Yeah, I would say, like, there's a CVV or card code error.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to have to go to my banking and check that one out. All right, let's change it then.
Okay, I can go ahead and swap it for you. Did you want to use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Okay.
Visa. Okay. Let me go ahead and delete this.
Hold on. Wait. Let me just double check. I'm not gonna use my credit card. I'm gonna use my other card. All right. So this it's still a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for you.
There's an R in my name.
R in the middle. Okay. And the billing address is the same as well.
Everything's the same.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you, Chris.
It's 4259.
4259
0720
0720
5041
5041
6642
6642. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
I have a question. So the other one has a expiration date. It has a month, a day, and a year.
That's interesting. Not usually. It just asks for month, year, and security code. I've never actually seen that where they have the actual date on it. That's very odd.
So I've seen those on prepaid cards years ago, and then I've seen it on my single business card, but that's not a prepaid. That's my business card.
Yeah, that's strange.
So I don't know.
A prepaid would make sense, though, because I know they have, like, a subscription attached to them where you have to, like, renew it, but on a business card, that's it's different.
Yeah. All right. 725 is the...
525. Okay, and then three-digit code on the back?
750.
750. All right. Let me go ahead and update this, and then I'll attempt to process again. Just bear with me for a moment. You'll know if it goes through. You'll get the messages almost immediately. Okay. This one is showing on my end as approved. You should get some automated messages here in just a second. Nothing?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's odd. Let me go back here. Oh, there they are.
I got there.
There you go. Say, Christopher, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a link there to your subscription terms. If you click on it, it'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. It'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. It does have your middle initial in there, so if it keeps, like, declining your signature, that's why. Just a little heads up. Okay? And then if you want to take your time with that, you totally can. You're going to get another message here, too. It's an automation. It'll come through as well. And it'll ask you for the series of photos. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the photos are going to be things like, you know, license plate they ask for, tools and equipment, business license and insurance if it's required for your county or service area, I should say. A business card, business registration, invoice, workplace. Yeah, California is strict on everything, so I already know how that is. They'll say invoice and workplace. You don't have to take a picture of your house, too. Like, you basically just want to... you know, send in as much of them as you can. You're already working with a Google partner, so when we request advanced verification, you will get it. But to have those there, just, like I said, it just helps. They add, like, the little shield and check mark, and it says advanced verified business. So just one more accreditation. And then also this will open the door for other opportunities for you moving forward. Like a couple months down the line, if everything's going well, we'll extend you an offer for the Google Guarantee Program. Which is like an in-depth background screening. It is pay per lead, but the leads are exclusive. So it won't be the leads like you're dealing with HomeAdvisor or Angie. We actually call you with the customer on the line and hand them off to you. And then you have to accept them or you don't get charged for it. So it's kind of their way of combating HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, or at least preparing for them to get shut down for the third time. That's Google's newest product, though. They just rolled it out at the beginning of this year. So. That's something we could talk about in the future. We could also do the Facebook ads, things like that, to kind of generate more leads. But I think for right now with this, it should be, you know, more than busy enough. Like I said, it's peak time of the year. You're covering about 30-mile radius and up to 15 keywords. But, you know, obviously in the future, if you add some more guys and stuff, we can have a conversation about expanding you. And that's really the goal. You know, our goal here is to try to develop a long-term business relationship with you, not somebody who's just going to be here for a month or two, you know. That's going to conclude our initial sign-up process. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
No.
All right. Well, I want to officially, you know, welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I'll let you get back to your organizing over there. I know you said you're trying to clear out the garage, get it all situated.
Yeah.
And then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 11. Like I said, if something pops up in your schedule when you get that message at 10 o'clock, just let me know, or you could always shoot me a text, too. You have my direct number as well if you want to call, if you prefer to do that. But just let me know. I just want to try to make sure we get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting a day.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, you have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.